Chapter 3. My cell rang when I was just shy of the yellow tape. It was Carl Mentone, also known as the Kid, a 20-something hipster tech geek and surveillance specialist I hired last year in one of my smarter moves. "You here already?" I asked.
"Up on Wilkerson's Terrace," the Kid replied. "Eagle's Perspective."
"Shoot what you can in this slop. Record what I'm transmitting."
"Smooth on both counts, Jackie boy. I've got a lens hood, no need for infrared with the lights, and I'm already getting a feed from your camera to the hard drive."
"Don't call me Jackie boy," I said, clicked the phone, saw a sheriff's deputy coming to the tape, and shifted the pen clip to my breast pocket. The Kid and I now saw the same things. "We're asking people to stay away," the deputy said. I showed him my badge. "Jack Morgan, who's commanding?" The deputy got lippy. "You may have clout over at LAPD, but..." I spotted an old friend moving out from under the tarps, called. "Harry?" Captain Harry Thomas ran the sheriff's homicide unit. I'd known him since I was a young teenager. 62 now, the homicide commander had been a friend of my father's, back before my dear old dad crossed the line, bilked clients, and ended up dying in prison. There was a time when the old man was going downhill, and before I joined the Marines, when Harry Thomas was one of the few people who seemed to care what happened to me. Harry's craggy face broke into a grin when he saw me.
"Jack, what the hell brings Private out here in the middle of a storm?"
Ducking the rope past the miffed deputy, I said, "Four dead bodies burning in a fire, and my client owns the house right above us."
"Public beach," Harry said, glanced at Wilkerson's home. "Thin reason to be inside my crime scene, unless your client wants to confess."
"He's clean. But now that I've had to leave my incredibly lovely date in the lurch, and I'm all the way here, I'm curious. Can I take a look?" Harry hesitated, said,
"No funny business, Jack."
"Me?"
"Uh-huh,"
the homicide captain said, not buying it.
"Boots and gloves."
A few moments later, wearing protective blue paper booties and latex gloves, I ducked under the tarp system that had been erected over the crime scene. The space stank of burned flesh. The victims, four men in Apres surfwear, lay face down in the wet ashes of a